Grammar notes. 1. The passive voice of an active construction is formed by putting the passive markers
được
or
bị
or
so
after the grammatical subject, logical object, and before the grammatical object, logical subject, and predicate. The subject of the active construction becomes the grammatical object of the passive construction. The object of the active construction becomes the grammatical subject of the passive construction. When the grammatical object is mentioned, it is preceded by
được, bị,
or
do.
Grammatical subject, or logical object, plus
được, bị, do.
Plus grammatical object, or logical subject, plus predicate.
Được
denotes an action being favorable to the speaker, while
bị
denotes an action that is unfavorable to the speaker's opinion. The grammatical object is optional.
Được.
Anh ấy được khen.
He is praised.
Anh ấy được nhiều người khen.
He is praised by many people.
Bị.
Anh ấy bị chê.
He is criticized.
Anh ấy bị nhiều người chê.
He is criticized by many people.
Do
is used in the sentences where it is necessary to indicate the person who performs the action that is the grammatical object of the passive construction.
Bài này do ông ấy dịch.
This article was translated by him.
When a tense marker is used in the passive voice, it is placed before the passive voice marker.
Bài này sẽ do ông ấy dịch.
This article will be translated by him.
2. In addition to the nouns denoting animals, fish, and birds, the classifier
con
may be used with some other nouns.
Con sông,
river,
con thuyền,
boat,
con tàu,
ship,
con người,
man, human being,
con mắt,
eye,
con dao,
knife,
con đường,
road,
con số,
digit, number, figure,
con tem,
postage stamp, etc. The classifier
cuộc
is used for events in which a number of people take part.
Cuộc họp,
meeting.
Cuộc meeting,
rally, meeting.
Cuộc cách mạng,
revolution.
Cuộc chiến tranh,
war.
Cuộc vui,
amusement. And for some other nouns,
cuộc sống,
life.
Cuộc đời,
life, etc.
3. The preposition
hỏi
is used with several verbs to indicate a movement from inside
ra khỏi phòng,
to go or come out of the room.
Ra khỏi nhà,
to go or come out of the house.
Ra khỏi thành phố,
to go or come out of the city. The meaning of the phrase without
khỏi
changes completely.
Ra thành phố
means to go out to the city.